Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 203. Trigger warning. Spoiler warning as well. Okay? Trigger warning.
Trigger and spoiler warning.
Only on Netflix. Directed by Mouli Surya and her English language film debut. Starring Jessica Alba and Anthony Michael Hall. So there's a little bit of a throwback and then a bit of a throwback.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We're talking Breakfast Club.
The brain, yeah.
We're talking James Cameron's Dark Angel.
Yeah.
I don't really remember anything else Jessica Alba was kind of famous for. Into the Blue. I don't know.
Yeah.
A couple things.
Random ass action movies in like the early 2000s.
Yeah. Released June 21st, 2024. That's really all I got because it's Netflix and they don't want to give us no info. So this was acquired by Thunder Road Films in 2016. Was described as a female-led cross between First Blood and John Wick. Netflix later acquired the film in May. Several castings were announced in September, with filming occurring in New Mexico. Fucking First Blood meets John Wick. I don't know. I guess I can see a little bit of First Blood because of the trying to chase down the people.
Yeah, small town. Yeah, yeah.
But John Wick, this fucking Jessica Alba never picks up a gun. It's like, I always get a knife.
Yeah, or a machete.
I'm really good at knives.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? There's multiple guns available and around, and she just, no, this knife will do.
Mm-hmm.
How did it start? We started in Middle East or something. Yeah. I think it said where it was, but it was quick. I didn't get it. I was like, no, what'd that say? I'm not gonna rewind it. And she's like a special forces badass chick. They're hunting people down, or they're getting hunted down, right? Because they're in what the hell is that called? Medical aid, like truck. Like, I think they know we're not foreign aid. Shooting at them. And they kind of turn the pages on the people chasing them and get them. And then they capture them. Her backup comes. And then one of her backup just starts executing.
Yeah, trying to execute the prisoners.
And she stops them. No! They're people too! Something like that. And of course, she uses a knife, like stabs him in the hand and all this stuff. And I like that guy. He was kind of scary. He like didn't have any emotion when he's trying to kill him and she's trying to stop him. Didn't even say a word to her.
Also, why was he trying to execute? That wasn't that big of a deal. You know, like when you get a soldier like that wants to execute prisoners, that's usually, you know, personal or whatever. But he was just like, I'm going to execute these guys. Like, why? Why are you doing this?
I don't want to deal with the paperwork, man. Yeah. This is my Friday, dude.
Yeah.
I'm about to be out of here. Then she gets a call. What was her name?
Is it Parker? I don't know what's over the P.
Parker. You need to come home. The mine's collapsed. Your dad was in there. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember when it was said, but she's like, you know, he died in there, but he was where he loved to be when it collapsed. Okay, that's glass half full. I like it. Glass half full.
Oh, then, Jesus.
She goes back to town. Her dad worked at a mine, we find out. It's a little mining town. And he had a weird bar/restaurant/tower.
Yeah, like in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's really tall. And, So who does she talk to first about it? Does she go talk to the sheriff
Yeah,
right away?
she goes to the sheriff and he hands her the note, which he thinks it's
Oh
a
yeah.
suicide note, and she's like, no, it's just a letter. And then I think she drops her he drops her off at the bar at her house. And then she starts touching everything. You remember that? She's like walking by the table, touch, picture frame, touch, the
I
curtain.
don't remember
Yeah, just, we
that.
were laughing because she's going through the whole room and she's just touching
She's
everything.
just
Like, what the
absorbing the memories.
fuck?
Yeah, and then they'll have weird flashbacks of like her seeing him,
Yeah.
her Mexican dad. Or she's one point she was injured, and like he shows up in the passenger seat. Maybe you should pull over the car,
Yeah.
mijo. Something like that. And
Oh,
then she's like,
God.
I'm fine. And then we cut to a different Mexican guy, like on a tractor, his perspective kind of far off and seeing
Oh,
the fucking truck
yeah.
roll. I
Oh,
told you.
my God.
So, yeah, the sheriff explains that, thinks it might be suicide. There's some history between them. Like they used to date or something.
Yeah.
So they know each other, and he's got a younger brother who's a dickhead,
Elvis.
Elvis. Yeah,
Yeah. He was
Elvis.
fun. He was like the only fun character in this movie. He's a dickhead, but I like the fun dickhead characters. They're hilarious.
Yeah, and so they go down there and check out the mine, right? She's interested. She's kind of deciding she's gonna have to wrap up some loose ends with his death and decide if she's gonna stay and take over the bar, or she's gonna sell everything and all that kind of stuff. So I go down to the mine and she picks up this rock. Just like,
Oh,
oh, just all of a sudden, the one rock. Look at these pock marks. It looked like a rock to me.
yeah.
Like, I couldn't even tell. What are you talking about? What's wrong with it? It looks like a rock. No, but look at the pock marks. They're pocked. They're pocked so good.
Yeah. Yeah,
And
even
then,
her friend is like, what? I think his name was the Mikey or Mike, the lizard guy, the stoner dude. Even he was like,
yeah.
oh, it looks like a fucking rock to me.
Yeah, he works in the bar, right? I came to feed the lizard. Where is that thing? And I don't remember how she has a grenade, right?
Yeah, she like goes to the house and grabs a grenade from like a crate or something, or like a something that her dad had. And then they're like casually walking, having a conversation outside, and then she's just out of nowhere, what is she like, watch out, and she
Plug your ears. You
just yeah, she just chucks it. It's like,
didn't
dude.
give me enough time.
Yeah, a little
It
warning.
was like, plug your
Oh,
ears, throw, boom.
God.
I didn't even register what you said. And then there's a
Yeah.
shattering explosion. And then she goes up to where the grenade blew up, picks up a almost like the same exact rock, like the same size. Look, they're the same. They're both a rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think a grenade blew up this fucking tunnel. I don't think it collapsed. And everyone keeps telling her that, like, her dad was getting a little senile or something. Just having some memory issues. And she doesn't want to hear that. Then, what do we get at here?
I think we get like our first action scene where they go to the bar and we meet Elvis and everybody, and then they're on their way out, and there's something like in the background, some information about guns being smuggled in. There's like a problem with guns, you know, and then she's like talking to her friend Mikey or Mike, and she's like, what do the people look like when they're smuggling? And she's like looking at one of the cars inside that are parked outside the bar. There's like guns in the back. And so they wait and they follow them to, it was like a convenience store or a hardware store. She like goes in through a garage and goes through like the background. I don't know, it looked like a convenience store to me. And then we get our first kind of like,
Yeah.
action scene where she beats up on these three robbers.
I think before that we saw, didn't she witness Elvis shoot an RPG? Because she's kind
Yeah, I
of,
don't remember. It used to, yeah, I don't
that's when
remember.
she starts to be like, where would you get that?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, then the convenience store fight was, once again, it's like a knife. Everyone's got guns and an AK. It's a very like very Seagal type fighting style with it when he fights
Yeah.
with the knives and like, ding
Yeah,
ding.
Yeah.
The little sparks and shit. And then there's like pretty comical stuff, like when she grabs that one guy by the arm and drags his head through the hanging frying pans that just happen to be
Oh
for
yeah, ding ding
sale
ding ding
in this convenience store. If you need a frying
ding.
pan real quick, just
Yeah. Get some.
yeah, they're stick free, so
Yeah.
Teflon.
And the chainsaw, I think it was a chainsaw at one
Oh
point.
yeah, right. Like
What
she's
the fuck?
somebody comes in, it's to the room and sees her fighting with another one. It's oh, fuck, grabs a fucking chainsaw, just like off a display. So first of all, I couldn't like, I was like, is it on, or is he just using it?
Yeah, it was
But then it was making a little bit of
it was
noise.
making a little bit,
I think it was electric.
yeah.
Because it was like
Yeah.
an electric chainsaw.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh shit, this, like she thinks she had a knife. Like, this isn't gonna do for this fight, and puts it away and like grabs a big leather strap to do
Yeah.
some kind of binding work, like Jackie Chan shit. You know? I'll bind you here, huh? I'll wrap you up with this, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
The
yeah, I
core,
thought
I like the choreography. It wasn't what I was expecting. I was expecting a little more like, I don't know, I guess martial artsy, but it's very much, the choreography is very much like grabbing an arm to it, like body twisting, and like it was kind of interesting. I thought it was some of that shit I've never really seen before. Like, oh, that was fucking cool. I was expecting more like punch and kick and jump kicks, but it was more like twisting people's arms and legs and like
yeah.
contorting them, and I was like, oh, some of this is pretty badass.
A lot of arm bars.
Yes.
So yeah, she, I don't know, beats the shit out of Elvis and his buddies. Do, 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 do. Is that when the sheriff that she knows shows up? I can't remember.
At one point, Elvis is with his buddies inside the cave. I don't remember what they're doing. I think they're smuggling or something. I don't know. They're just kind of hanging around. And then she shows up and gets pissed off and starts beating the shit out of Elvis in the car. And that's when the cop shows up and he's like,
Yeah, because they're hanging
calm
out in
down.
the man cave her dad
Yeah.
built in the cave, because he's got a man cave in a cave. Whoa. And it's like a lounge chair and a
It's
projector
just,
just
yeah.
projecting onto like jagged ass rock. Like you can't watch anything on this. It's like, fuck, I don't know. Texture and depth is fucked up. I don't know how good that's gonna look. And she's like, get out of his chair. And then whoops all their asses. Sheriff comes, like arrests her. And she's like, they killed him. I know it. Elvis killed him. And I think we realize now that he's like, I think before that, didn't she go to she contact her NSA friend, right, who went over cameras?
Yeah, I think so. Spider, I think is the name. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think they burned down her bar because she went and beat him up in the convenience store, right? Is that the timeline? And then after the convenience store, or after the burning down of her bar, she enlists Spider to see if he can get some kind of info on them, and somehow he gets the camera footage from the bar.
Yeah, I don't quite remember
Yeah.
the chain of events. I know that after the jail scene, the fire must have happened before she gets arrested, because after she gets arrested is when she gets like tortured and beat up, so she's kind of like hiding away for a really long time, and then that leads to the climax of the so the bar must have gotten set on fire before she assaults Elvis, but I don't remember what the reasoning was.
Yeah, they're smuggling weapons through this tunnel. They all got jobs at an army depot, and they made a tunnel from the army depot, like into the mining tunnels, so they could just get them out of the depot and sell them on the dark web or something. And she witnesses one of their sales, and Elvis, he's like, "Do you have anything bigger?" And Elvis is like, "What? How big?" And the guy wants RPGs. He's like, "You give me five RPGs, I'll have $500,000 in your bank account by Friday. He's like, and I think at this time they're trying to not sell weapons anymore, right? They're trying to, like, he was just doing one last little sale. I don't think he was supposed to. And he's like,
Yeah.
well, yeah, I think I could do that. Sure. And yeah, then after she's in the jail, it's kind of revealed because she knows too much. And then we get to find out that the fucking sheriff's involved. He knows about it. He's not that involved, but he knows about it. And he's not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
And now he's really involved because he's torturing her. Or actually, I guess he didn't really do anything, but he stood there. So he's part of it.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get her to leave and just forget everything. We'll give you $5 million for your property. Just go about with your life. Get out of here, Parker. We don't need you.
Yeah.
And the senator's involved, and they're fucking smuggling guns to finance his campaign, right? And that's how he
Sure,
has
yeah.
all these, that's how he has all these radio ads that are so nice and stuff. And she did comment on, I say a lot of your ads. Yeah. And
That must cost millions of dollars to get on
yeah.
the
And he's kind of
radio.
useless, man.
Yeah.
Michael Hall doesn't do much in this at all. I thought he was going to be like a big bad, but not really. He's just kind of there. It's just the evil senator doesn't have much to do or say.
Yeah, he has he's the big bad, the big bad conservative, I guess. I think the movie portrays him as like this, ooh, this conservative guy who says the wrong things, and I was just like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
And shit.
What do I say?
Shit.
Latin next? With late late next? Just like the whole scene was
Latinx.
so weird. I was like, why are we doing this?
And yeah, as they have her and they're torturing her, they want the footage from the bar that could prove that they burned it down. Like, that's the least of their worries. They're worried about l fucking burning something down when they've been smuggling fucking weapons from the US military and stealing them. But I want that footage of us burning that barn. Dang it. That could really get us. So she says, I need to call my friend Spider from the NSA and tell him where to upload the footage so you can get it. And so they call him on the phone and it's on speaker. Hey, Spider, I need your favor again. I'm here with Senator whatever, and they're all fucking torturing me. Help! And then they're like, "Oh, you bitch! Damn, we should have anticipated something like this. I didn't think she was gonna tell on us. You weren't supposed to tell on us, you jerk." And then, yeah, it's funny. Like, who had her phone? The sheriff had her phone in his like drawer, and it's like ringing off the hook. And he goes and checks it, and it's just like missed call, missed call. Obviously, spiders like trying to see what the fuck's going on, and then missed call, missed call. Then the text is like, "What the fuck's going on? I'm coming right now. I'll be there soon." And then he texts, "No, I'm okay. Don't come out here." And then there's like a another missed call. He's like, fuck. Text it again. Sorry, can't talk right now.
Oh my
I got it under control,
God. Dude, that scene was so fucking funny. I was dying. It's so
though.
ridiculous because he's like, he gets the passcode and then he sees, because the missed phone calls, it says unknown number. And
Yeah.
so he's just like, what was that? And he starts looking through the contacts. Oh, a spider. It was out of the hundreds of fucking contacts he's going through, a spider. And yeah, just the idea we're watching this guy text. Oh, hey, everything's all right now. You don't have to come here. Oh, God, it was hilarious.
Wasn't quite what I thought it
Oh,
was. I misjudged the
man.
situation. Yeah, then the people that want to buy the RPGs come back. They don't have the RPGs now. I don't remember why the tunnel got collapsed or something, or just like they're so busy with this other problem they hadn't had a chance to get them. But they're pissed. And so they're kind of fucking with them. And then Spider shows up to like the campus or whatever they're at. I can't remember, the senator's house or somewhere. Shows like, "Hey, I'm looking for Parker," and all is all those guys who are wanting to buy the weapons. "Oh yeah, Parker? Yeah, he's inside. Just come on in." And then he's like, "He?" Like, yeah. You know what? I think I'll come back later. Like, obviously they don't know who Parker is. And then they get him. And he's wearing like a nice suit with white shoes. I think somebody comments on his shoes or
He says,
something.
"Don't fuck with me." Like when they kind of grapple
Don't
him, he's
step
like,
on my
"Don't step on my
shoes.
shoes," which is fair enough, you know, fair enough.
Yeah. And then what the fuck happens at the end? We get a dramatic tunneling fight
Yeah, pretty
bullshit.
lackluster climax in the tunnels.
And then how did it collapse on the spider? Who did someone throw a grenade or
Spider shoots an RPG
Oh
to
yeah.
blow up the other missiles, and then it
It's like
collapses.
in it's like when you're playing multiplayer in Halo. And it's like,
Yeah.
oh, there's two people there. I'm not just gonna shoot them. Fucking RPG will take care of this. Get a double kill. It takes down the whole fucking tunnel and shit.
Not
And
the best idea.
anyways, he gets buried. They find him later.
Yeah, and then all the town folks show up out of
Yeah,
nowhere.
all the town folk, we're here to help. Try that in a small
Oh
town.
my
Don't try smuggling guns in a small town.
God.
I tell you what, it's like the fucking the restaurateur lady, the everybody.
Oh, Jesus.
And yeah, she kills all of them, I guess.
Except for the
And
sheriff, because he
yeah, he
escapes to
get.
the depot. Yeah.
Yeah, then she gets out to the depot, and her big idea, she can't figure out what to do. She just stumbles out in the middle of an army base. "I'm bleeding. I've been shot." He's like, "Don't say you've been shot in the middle of an army base when you're not supposed to be there." And like, "What the fuck?
Yeah.
What? They're gonna fucking shoot you."
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought that was a little ridiculous because they're just like, "Oh, go, yeah, get help." And then she's like, "Just go get someone. I'm gonna bleed out." And they just
Yeah,
leave
they
her
leave her there,
alone.
like, oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
I don't even know who you are. And then she ends up finding the sheriff. And some weird vibes going on when they're fighting, and then he pulls out a grenade, pulls the pin. She's like, "No, you don't have to do this." And then she puts down her knife, gets up close to him, like grabs his arm, just tries to put like her hand on the pin or the whatever, the trigger device, and hold it down. And at this point, it's just like, it's almost like she loves him versus she was just trying to kill him. But now she's like, "No," looking in his eyes, getting teary eyed. "We can do this. Wouldn't you rather go to prison forever than die?" And
Makes no sense. You think that she'd be egging him on. Do it, you pussy. Like, she wants him dead. She shot his dad, but I think they say he shot him in the back. I was like,
Yeah,
dude, this guy shot your dad in the back.
I think at this point she has stabbed him too a couple times.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird. But then he pushes her off and drops the grenade. And then, it's a grenade suicide. Boom. And that was it. And I think we move on, and next thing we know, we got the bar hop calling her, asking about new colors because they're painting the they rebuilt the bar thing, and there's a little radio broadcast or TV broadcast. The senator's family turned out to be murderers and drug smugglers and weapons dealers. Who will be the new senator in our small town? Stay tuned. Something like that. Like, who will
Oh
be the new
God.
senator? Like, there's no guarantee the senator is going to come from our little ass town. It's like,
Yeah.
well, someone has to replace him. It might as well be one of us. Then you got Spider, and they're getting gas in their truck, and yeah, I found the video clip of your dad being killed if you want to see it.
Yeah,
No,
no, I
I don't
don't.
want to see it. I don't need to see it. Well, click on that little folder on the bottom right. I thought it was going to be it. That's going to be the video. Anyways, It's her graduating 2002 from high school, I guess, and her dad's there. And it's like you could tell it's high school Jessica Alba because she has pink hair. And
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
Jessica Alba now doesn't have pink hair.
that's
I
it. Oh my God.
don't know if that, I couldn't tell. She didn't look super young in it to me.
No, they just put a pink wig on her and yeah.
I was almost thinking, what is this, real footage from her graduation? And then they just superimpose that actor in. And sometimes they'll do that, you know. Some
Yeah.
movies will use old footage of, or pictures of the actor when they're an actual kid. That would have been cool, but I don't think they did that. And that's it, man. Netflix original, number one searched on Netflix right now.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. It was kind of fun. Jessica Alba, she was okay. It was just a kind of a fun movie. I didn't love it. Barely liked it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think you're being too generous.
I
Oh.
don't know. I've had a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
For me, I think it was like a 5.6. Like, I could tolerate it. I wouldn't watch it again, but it wasn't too egregious having to sit through it. I had a little bit of fun. It was lots of arm bars and people getting stabbed. And Jessica Alba throwback, Michael Hall throwbacks. I had a little bit of fun with it. 5.6.
Right, that's fair. That's fair. We're kind of similar. I'm a little lower. I don't know. I think the only points I'm giving it is I think the choreography is really cool and interesting and stuff that I hadn't really seen before. But yeah, the dialogue is awful. It's a bad movie. It's a really bad movie. This is like one of the worst movies I think we've reviewed in a while.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can't think of another movie recently that we've gone that I went this low. Yeah, I thought this movie was fucking awful. It's funny because there's like certain people on the internet that are like girl boss, like that, those kind of people, which is like whatever, do what you want and have your opinion. But I'd almost go further and say that I'm kind of getting tired of just like overpowered action heroes. Like, remember when we were growing up, we had like John McClane and Axel Foley, like these normal ass people that are like stuck in situations. But like now in action movies, everyone's fucking Jason Bourne. Like everyone's the best at what they do. And it's kind of like, I kind of want to go back to those average everyday, protagonists. Cause some of the stuff is just kind of like, even though the choreography is cool, it's just like, I feel like DJ Khaled, another one, like it's just another Equalizer,
Yeah.
Extraction, John Wick. Like these things are a dime or a dozen. I'm kind of just getting, these are just kind of getting boring to me.
Yeah, then when she whoops everyone's ass, and then at some point it's like Elvis is like getting an upper hand on her, right? When they're fighting hand to hand, and you're like, well, how's that happening? Because
Yeah.
up until now, she's just handled everyone with
Yep.
ease.
Yep.
So.
Even in the climax, where it's like, okay, in the climax, you kind of have to have the character struggle a little bit. Your final bossing. This is the final bossing of the movie, but she handles everybody in that cave, and it's like, and it's not just this movie. There's other movies, other examples where every protagonist is just the best. So it's like, man, I kind of just want to go back to fucking the everyday kind of people, but. So yeah, to me it was just this felt like, another one. Didn't really do much different than like other movies are doing things, but like John Wick. I think even though like the movies I just mentioned, some of those movies I actually enjoy, but it's just this whole genre is getting kind of tiring.
Yeah.
But yeah, to me this was a 4.8. So I'm not too far away from you. I don't know if I can give it a 5. For me, it's just like, ugh, this was a rough one. This was 1 hour and 45, and it felt like 3 hours. This felt like longer than Killers of the Flower Moon. I was like, I toggled through that fucking this movie like 5 times. Like, God, 45 minutes left. 20 minutes left. So this one was a rough one for me. This one was a rough one.
I didn't think the runtime was too bad. I looked at the runtime, I was like, well, thank God.
Yeah.
It's like it's not 2 hours. Like everything we'd be getting is like 2 hours or more. I'm like,
Yeah, two and a
well, at
half
least they're not
hours.
trying to do a 2 hour album movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what'd you say? 4.8?
4.8, yeah.
4.8, 5.6. I had a little more fun. Don't get me wrong. It's it's a little bit over a 5.5. That's still a failing grade, I think.
Yeah.
So I just had a little bit of fun with it, but yeah, definitely not gonna watch it again.
No.
I mean, it's on Netflix. If you're Especially, I don't know, there are people that just have Netflix, so
Yeah.
they crave the new content, so they fuck, I've watched almost everything I can on Netflix. A new one comes out, they watch it. I'd say watch it. Go ahead. See what you get from it.
Yeah, this feels like I guess I'll give the movie a compliment in a sense. But this, to your point, this feels like a good like Sunday afternoon. Like again, I hate to say when we grew up, it sounds like we're fucking old. But when we grew up, we had movies like this that were on like TNT or TBS, like these older kind of action movies you would just throw on in an afternoon or whatever, and they were just like whatever. This feels like another one of those movies where it's just like lay it on the couch on the afternoon and hopefully enjoy yourself a little bit. That's kind of what this
Yeah,
movie feels like.
for sure. 4.8, 5.6 on Netflix right now. Number one, of course, because it's the new one, so it'll be easy to find up in the top of the new to Netflix or trending bar if you go relatively soon.
And I was on there, and guess what? Hitman is no longer on the top 10 and is now buried. Like, which is a shame because we both enjoyed that one.
Yeah, that was good. Definitely good. Yeah, so thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Always here on YouTube. Please like and subscribe. Drop a comment what you thought of the movie. Also on Spotify and Apple Music. Appreciate having you. Couldn't do it without you. Until the next Vs. Peace.
Peace.